The Diaries of Adam and Eve, After the Fall. We have named it Cain. Eve caught it while I was up in the country trapping, caught it in the timber a couple of miles from our dugout, or it might have been four, she isn't certain which. It resembles us in some ways and may be a relation. This is what she thinks, but this is an error in my judgment. The difference in size warrants the conclusion that it is a different and new kind of animal, a fish perhaps, though when I put it in the water to see, it sank, and she plunged in and snatched it out before there was an opportunity for the experiment to determine the matter. I do not understand this. The coming of the creature seems to have changed her whole nature and made her unreasonable about experiments. Eve thinks more of it than she does of any of the other animals, but is not able to explain why. Her mind is disordered. Everything shows it. I have never seen her do like this with any other fish, and it troubles me greatly. It isn't a fish. I cannot quite make out what it is. It makes curious, vicious noises when not satisfied, and says goo goo when it is. It is not one of us, for it doesn't walk. It is not a bird, for it doesn't fly. It is not a frog, for it doesn't hop. It is not a snake, for it doesn't crawl. It merely lies around with its feet up. I have not seen any other animal do that before. I said I believed it was an enigma, but Eve only admired the word without understanding it. I never had a thing perplex me so. In the present day, how little change one can notice. None at all, in fact. I remember the first child well. Let me see. It is 300,000 years ago come Tuesday. This one is just like it. So between the first one and the last one, there is really nothing to choose. The same insufficiency of hair, the same absence of teeth, the same feebleness of body and apparent vacancy of mind, the same general unattractiveness all around. Yet Eve worshipped that early one, and it was pretty to see her with it. This latest one's mother worships it. It shows in her eyes. It is the very look that used to shine in Eve's. To think that so subtle and intangible a thing as a look could flit and flash from face to face down a procession 300,000 years long and remain the same without shade of change. Yet here it is, lighting this young creature's face just as it lighted Eve's in the long ago. The newest thing I have seen in the earth, and the oldest.